Welcome back to Castle Country Focus. Joining us in the studio today, we have Price City Mayor Mike Corianis. And first off, Mayor Corianis, it's a pleasure to get you in today. I really appreciate you making time to come on down here.
Thank you, Jordan. It's a pleasure to be here and to speak with you today.
Mayor Corianis, it's got a nice ring to it. Boy, I'm sure that was a long process, wasn't it?
If it's a long process, I don't know. It's just something that's hard to wrap my head around. It's just Mike Corianis right now to me.
When it was all said and done and you actually won the election, what was that feeling like?
It's still kind of a dream to me, or kind of a, like, it's not real. I mean, it's something to cherish, but everybody's saying, enjoy this moment. And I'm like, is this real? I'm having to pinch myself. But it's something that I really am passionate about and want to make a change. So I'm happy about, you know, winning the election and that process. The nice thing about that was, you know, when I won the primary, Mayor Piccolo congratulated me and on my win there. And then when I won the election, he was just a champion on calling me that night and congratulating me. And that stands out in my mind of the whole election, just having the respect of Joe at that point.
Mayor, one thing that stands out to me with you, and it's something I've never forgotten, I'm going to go back to the primary here. You said something that night that stuck with me through the entire process. You said, I believe in people.
Correct.
That meant a lot to me. It stuck in my brain, and still today I can remember in the primary when we were talking, and you said, I believe in people. Elaborate on that for me.
Well, what I think it's good karma. If you put your trust in people, it comes back to you. And I always want to be the cheerleader, and I like to see people succeed. You can talk to my wife, Kelly, and I'm always emotional, like the show, The Voice. It touches me when people succeed and they come from humble beginnings. And maybe I put myself that way. But, you know, my parents were very good to me. But it's just that I don't like a proud person. I like a humble person. And when people come to you and talk to you, you know, they're opening up to you, and I just see the worth of being that cheerleader or giving them that hope and trying to see them succeed and push them forward, because there's a lot of negative in our world right now, and I'm just the opposite. I try to look at the positive and see what we can do. I look at Price. I look at the people. I see good people in our community that want to succeed. And that's the main thing I want to do, is orchestrate success. And we in Price City, you know, the employees and the staff in Price City are good people, and they want to see Price succeed. So I want to point them in a direction so that they're working with the community and having success. You know, we have a lot of negatives, and people tend to focus on that. I mean, all our reality shows, all those different things that are, people thrive on the negative. And we, in the power plant, as the turbine turns, we call it. If we get caught up in that, we don't succeed. But if we look at the good in people, we will succeed.
Like I said, that's something that stuck with me when you said, I believe in people. You and I had a conversation before we hopped on air, and you were sworn in on Tuesday. And I asked how that was, and you said, I'm just excited. I'm just excited to get off and get rolling here. What are some of the things that are at the top of your agenda now that you are Price City's mayor?
Well, what I want to do is rejuvenate Main Street. I want to see Main Street alive again. Now, the brick-and-mortar stores that people can go and shop for clothing, those kind of things, I think we're in a situation or a time where those days are gone. We need to think outside the box how we're going to rejuvenate. I'm looking at eateries, places that can offer different services and people feel good about going down on Main Street. What we have there, I want to take care of and take care of those businesses. If I can push through where I offer incentives to businesses down on Main Street or those that are looking at those empty buildings to acquire for a business, I want to give incentives where your utilities will be free. And that with that, with those utilities being free, the money that you would be spending on your electrical and water, you would be putting it back into the community as far as coupons or incentives to get them into your store. Also, if you didn't have that, then you're working on the facelift of the store, making downtown alive again. But as a partner to those businesses, Price City, I want to put an island down the middle of Main Street with trees and make it more inviting so that people can walk and feel comfortable down there. Those are kind of the things that I would like to work on. Recognizing Price as, you know, what are we known for? What's Price going to be champion of? Baseball is one, you know, the sports that we have here in our community. You know, baseball, soccer is starting to, you know, ramp up. Just to kind of give you an idea, the soccer coach at the college, I talk with him a lot, and, you know, he came from back east, and when he was there coaching and soccer in back east, when he was recruiting, he would come to Utah because of the quality of players we have here in Utah. So he is a champion of that vision. And so soccer and baseball, those are the two things I want to, you know, make sure that Price City is known for. If we come and we have people visiting us, they're going to say, yeah, you know what? Price is known for baseball. Price is known for soccer. And so working with the county on that and the city, we doing our part. I think those things will be, you know, instrumental. We'll get it back. That's that karma I was telling you about. We'll get it back tenfold. Those are a couple of the items. There's my head's really spinning since I was sworn in yesterday. Just all the things that I wanted, you know, get rolling. I woke up at 4 o'clock this morning and just my brain was kicking in and saying, okay, I got to do this, this, and this. So to put my finger on one thing, it's hard to say right now.
Yeah. Again, we're being joined right now by Price City Mayor Mike Corianis. Now that you are officially in that spot, as you said, there's so many issues that you want to tackle. But these things also take time. I mean, it's not something that you just snap your finger and it's going to take place overnight, right? I mean, this is something that's going to be a process.
I agree. And you know, and Jordan, as I can use an example, you know, I work at Huntington Power Plant, and Daryl Cunningham, Kent Maurer, Frank Sacramento, those guys, we are working in a coal industry where fossil fuel power plants are closing down. And I give credit to these men that thought outside the box and making our power plant more attractable as far as competing in this market that we're in with solar and wind. And so we're kind of like the shock absorber to the system. When solar and wind is at their max, we are not producing our power at maximum like we always have. So we lower our loads. That kind of thinking outside the box, saying we can't do that, doesn't work. But we said, I think we can do that. And we did. And we've made ourselves marketable in this market. And so we are blazing the trail. So we won the award last year as the number one generating facility in the nation because of that thinking. And so I look at that kind of thinking and want to bring it to Price and say, you know what? We can do it. No, we can't do it. Yes, we can. We have the people. It's not myself. I'm just the small rudder on this big ship that I'm going to turn. but it's the people making that ship turn. And I think we'll have success. I have no doubt about it.
You also, we briefly talked about the city council members, because we got a new group of city council members as well. What's your relationship like with them?
I'm learning about them. Rick Davis, you know, I've worked with him in the power plants. He was a, he retired from the power plants. Terry Willis, don't know a lot, but I like her style. She is motivated, work hard. Her reports, I'm excited to get Terry working there and work with Terry. Leif Nielsen, I've worked with his brother and his parents, and if he's anything like them, he'll be non-stoppable. He'll be going 100 miles an hour. Amy, I think she, from her primary, just talking with her and how, what questions she was fielding in our interviews, I liked her answers, and she'll be a go-getter. Lane Miller, he's a champion and has been there in the community, been involved in numerous projects. So it, just knowing what little I know there, I'm excited to see what they can bring to the table. In fact, today I'm meeting with all the city council, and I'm going to ask them, what direction do you see Price City going? And kind of orchestrate where we're all on that same page working together. And I'm excited to do that.
Last question before I let you go, because I know that we're going to have plenty more conversations that have more meat into what's going on in the community. What do you want the citizens of Price City to know about Mayor Coriatis?
That I care and I have an open door. I have been blessed to been able to listen and just feed off of people what they're telling me. I see the worth in them and want to see us change. I think that it's going to take all of us to make this change. And so if they want to know, that my door is open, I'm willing to listen and talk and see what they, what their views are and their frustrations, and, you know, come to a solution.
Mayor Mike Coriatis, pleasure to get you in and talk a little bit about what's ahead. It's going to be a really fun time. I know an exciting time nonetheless. I appreciate you making time again to stop by. Thank you.
Jordan, thank you. And I look forward to more opportunities to do this.
As do I. Thank you again.
Thanks.
All right. For more information or more on this Castle Country Focus interview, make sure you visit CastleCountryRadio.com.